This is the Sakar Merli of the 3rd of March 2026. Essence, sweet children, you are Rup and Basant. Only jewels of this knowledge should constantly emerge from your mouths. When new people come, give them the Father's introduction. Question. What is the way to make your stage constant and stable? Answer. Be cautious about the company you keep, and you will continue to make your stage constant and stable. Constantly keep the company of good, serviceable students. If anyone speaks about wrong things instead of things of this knowledge and yoga, or allows stones instead of jewels to emerge from his mouth, you should always be very wary of the company of that person. Song. O traveller of the night, do not become weary. Om Shanti. Gyan and Vigyan. This is also called Alpha and Beta. The Father gives you the knowledge of Alpha and Beta. There is Vigyan Bhavan in Delhi, but they don't know the meaning of that. You children know that this means knowledge and yoga. Through yoga we become pure, and through this knowledge our costumes are coloured. We come to know the whole cycle. We receive this knowledge for a pilgrimage of yoga. Those people don't give knowledge for yoga. They teach physical drill, etc. This is a subtle and main aspect. The song is also connected with it. The Father says, O children, O travellers to the incorporeal world, only the Purifier Father is the bestower of salvation for all. Only he can show everyone the way home. People come to you to understand these things. To whom do they come? They come to Prajapita, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Therefore you should ask them, whom have you come to? People go to sages, holy men and great souls. They are called such and such a great soul. Here, the name is just Prajapita, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. There are many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Ask them, whom have you come to? What is Prajapita Brahma to you? He is the father of all. Some say, I want to have a glimpse of your Mahatma, your Guruji. Ask them, how can you say he is a guru? The name here is Prajapita Brahma Kumaris, and so that means he is a father, not a guru. Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris means that they have a father. He is your father too. You should say, I want to meet the father of the Brahma Kumaris. Have you ever heard the name Prajapita, the father of humanity? There are so many sons and daughters. Only when they understand about the father can they understand that he is an unlimited father. There must definitely be the father of Prajapita Brahma too. Ask anyone who comes here, whom have you come to? What does it say on the board? Since there are so many centres and so many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, he must definitely be a father. He cannot be a guru. First, that should be removed from their intellects. They should understand that this is a home and that they have come to a family. We are the children of Prajapita Brahma, and you must definitely be that too. Acha, whose child is Brahma? The creator of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar is Shiva, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is just a point. His name is Shiva. He is our grandfather. You, a soul, are his child. You are also a child of Brahma. You should say that you have come to meet Bap Dada. Explain to him in such a way that his intellect goes to that father and he understands whom he has come to, that this Prajapita Brahma is his father, and that one is the father of all souls. So first of all, understand whom you have come to. Explain to them diplomatically, so that they can understand you are the children of Shiv Baba, and that this is a family, and they receive the introduction to Bap and Dada. You can explain that the incorporeal father is the bestower of salvation for all. He grants salvation to everyone through Prajapita Brahma. Everyone calls out to him. You can see how many children come here and claim their inheritance from the father. First of all, they should receive the father's introduction, so they can understand that they have come to meet Bap Dada. Tell them, we call them Bap Dada. Shiv Baba is the knowledgeful one and the purifier. Then explain that God, the incorporeal one, is the bestower of salvation for all. He is the ocean of knowledge. We are claiming our unlimited inheritance through Brahma. They should understand that you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are the children of Shiv Baba, and that he is the father of all. God is one. Only he establishes the original eternal deity religion. He is the creator of heaven, the father of all, the teacher, and also the guru. He explains the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. That is, he makes us Trikaldashi, knowers of the three aspects of time. Whomever you meet, if you feel he would understand, then explain this to him. First of all, ask him, how many fathers do you have? The worldly, Lokic one, and the one from beyond, Parlokic. The father cannot be omnipresent. You receive that inheritance from your worldly father, and this inheritance from the father beyond. How can you say that he is omnipresent? Note down these words and imbibe them. It is essential to explain this. You are those who have to explain to others. This is our home. We don't have a guru. You can see that all of these are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Only incorporeal Shiv Baba, who is the bestower of salvation for all, gives us an inheritance. Brahma is not called the bestower of salvation for all, the purifier or the liberator. This is the praise of Shiv Baba alone. Explain to anyone who comes that this is the Bap Dada of everyone. That father is the creator of heaven. He is establishing the land of Vishnu through Brahma. If you explain to anyone in this way, they won't need to come to the father. They have that habit, and so they ask to have a glimpse of the guru. On the path of devotion, They praise gurus a great deal. It is gurus who teach the Vedas, the scriptures, and go on pilgrimage. You have to explain that human beings cannot be gurus. We don't even call Brahma a guru. There is only the one Satguru. No human being can be the ocean of knowledge. All of them are those who study the scriptures of the path of devotion. That is called the knowledge of the scriptures, and also known as philosophy. Here, it is the Father, the ocean of knowledge, who is teaching you. This is spiritual knowledge. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar cannot be the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, how could human beings be called that? Human beings cannot be authorities of this knowledge. It is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is also called the authority of the scriptures. It is shown that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, explains the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures through this one, Brahma. The Father says, "No one knows me, so how can they receive the inheritance?" Only from the unlimited Father do you receive the unlimited inheritance. What is this Baba doing now? This is holy and Durya. There are just two terms, knowledge and yoga. He also gives us the knowledge of man above. Remember me and your sins will be absolved. Therefore this is Gyan and Vigyan, holy and Durya. Because people don't have this knowledge, they throw coloured powder at one another's faces. It truly is like that. No one receives liberation or salvation. They only throw dust at one another's face. No one has a third eye of this knowledge. They have been listening to tall stories. That is called blind faith. Each of you souls has now received a third eye of this knowledge. You children have to give them advice about receiving the inheritance from the Father, so that they can understand that you are receiving the inheritance through Brahma, that it cannot be received from anyone else. The name Prajapita, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris is written at all centres. To write Gita Pathshala is a common thing. Only when you write Brahma Kumaris can you give the Father's introduction. People become afraid when they hear the name Brahma Kumaris, for this is why some have written Gita Pathshala. However, it is not a question of being afraid about this. Tell them, this is a home. Do you know whose home you have come to? The father of all of them is Prajapita Brahma. The people of Bharat believe in Prajapita Brahma. Christians also understand that Adidev did exist and that they are his human creation. But they still only believe in Christ. People consider Christ or Buddha to be their father. There is a genealogical tree. In fact, the Father established the original eternal deity religion through Brahma. So Brahma is the great-great-grandfather. First of all, give the Father's introduction. They should say that they want to meet your Father. Tell them you receive the inheritance from Shiv Baba, not Brahma Baba. Who is your father? Who is the God of the Gita? Who established the original eternal deity religion. When they hear the name of the Father, they will understand that all the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are the children of Shiv Baba. You receive your inheritance of liberation and salvation from Shiva through Brahma. He is giving us liberation in life as a present. All the rest will go into liberation. This knowledge should remain in the intellects of you children. When anyone comes, explain to them about whom they have come to meet. He is our Father and also your Father. There are no gurus, etc. here. You understand this. Those people have Holi and Durya. Otherwise, there is no meaning to Holi and Durya. Your costumes are coloured with this knowledge. This soul is in this costume. When a soul is pure, he receives a pure body. This is not a pure body. This body is to be destroyed. People bathe their bodies in the Ganges, but no one apart from the Father can be the purifier. It is souls who become impure. But souls cannot be purified by bathing them in water. No one knows this. They simply say that each soul is the supreme soul and that souls are immune to the effect of action. Only those who have become sensible can imbibe this and inspire others to do the same. The children who only allow jewels to emerge from their mouths are called Rup and Basant. If you have an exchange amongst yourselves about anything other than Gyan and Vigyan, it is like throwing stones. Then, instead of doing service, you are doing disservice. You have been throwing stones at one another for 63 births. The Father says, you now have to talk about Gyan and Vigyan and please your hearts. Don't listen to gossip. This is knowledge. The whole world throws stones at one another. You children are Rup and Basant. You mustn't listen to or speak about anything other than Gyan and Vigyan. The company of those who speak wrong things is bad. The company of those who do a lot of service takes you across. Some Brahmins are Rup and Basant, whereas others who have become Brahmins also say wrong things. You mustn't keep the company of such ones. They create a further loss. Baba repeatedly cautions you, don't speak about wrong things with each other. Otherwise you will destroy all the truth within yourselves. You will also destroy all the truth within others, and the status would then be destroyed. Baba tells you everything so easily. You should be interested in going to relate this knowledge to many others. Only those who do this are true children of the Father. The Father praises the serviceable children. You should keep their company. If you ask Baba, he can tell you who keeps the company of good students and whose company you should keep. He instantly tells you who is seated on Baba's heart. Baba has regard for those who do service. Some are unable to do service. When they keep such bad company, their stage fluctuates. Yes, even those who are good at doing physical service can also claim a good inheritance. it is very easy to understand about alpha and beta. Tell anyone, simply remember the father and the inheritance. There are only two words, alpha and beta, that is all. This is absolutely easy. Tell anyone who comes. The father's orders are, constantly remember me alone, that's all. This is the greatest hospitality. The father says, remember me, and you will receive the inheritance of heaven. Children are number-wise at every centre. Some are able to explain in detail. If you are unable to explain, then just tell them. The father said in the previous cycle too, constantly remember me alone. Don't remember any bodily beings or deities, etc. Don't engage yourself in gossip that so-and-so is doing this or that. Baba has played holy and Durya with you. It is the work of devilish people to throw coloured powder. You shouldn't sit and listen to anyone defaming others. Baba tells you such good things. Man above and Mad Haji above. Explain to anyone who comes. Shiv Baba is the father of all. He says, remember me and you will receive the inheritance of heaven. He is also the god of the Gita. Death is just ahead. Therefore, it is the duty of you children to do service. Remind everyone of the Father. This is the great mantra through which you receive the tilak of sovereignty. This is such an easy matter. Remember the Father and remind others, and your boat will go across. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Become sensible and give everyone the Father's message. Never allow stones to emerge from your mouth and thereby cause disservice. Don't discuss anything other than this knowledge and yoga. 2. Only keep the company of those who are Roop and Basant and who are serviceable. Don't keep the company of those who speak about wrong things. Blessing. May you be courageous and, knowing the many forms of Ravan, remain free from their attraction. Ravan cannot even come close to the children who know the many forms of Ravan very well through this knowledge. Even if he adopts a golden or a diamond form, such children would not be attracted by those forms. Be such true seekers and become courageous by keeping your aim of staying within the line of the codes of conduct. Then the unlimited army of Ravan, instead of attacking you, will cooperate with you. 5 elements of matter and 5 vices will be transferred and come to serve you. Slogan. In order to achieve success in the service you do, imbibe the speciality of humility in your heart. Aviat signal. make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. The foundation for being victorious is faith. If your foundation is strong, the building cannot shake and you remain carefree. If your foundation is weak, then with the slightest storm, with the slightest upheaval of the earth, you would be afraid that the building will perhaps fall or develop cracks. However, if your foundation of faith is strong, you will remain fearless and carefree. Om Shanti.